a little suggestive in it, because anyways, I said that possibly somewhere there is a leather bar that has a different kind of puppy bowl going on. And there are two podcasters out there who are well known to be interested in the leather community. One's name is Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
And the other podcaster that is active in the leather community, Gay Country West.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. It's
a little suggestive.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2165 of the BFO for Monday the 16th of May 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend over at the Horror Hotel. Big Fatty, you got any stories about Granny and Durwood? Oh boy, do I ever. Hello, drunkies. Big Fatty, are you still drunk? No, not me. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are drunkies because, y'all, it was a weekend of drunkies. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I've got more content than I know what to do with. Big Fatty, the question is, can you remember it to tell everybody? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I hope you enjoyed the recorded little show that we had for you on Friday. Yes, Big Fatty, since you're doing it again this week, it's true. Because y'all heading back to the Horror Hotel again this weekend. Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, Granny is, it's, if Durwood and I looked at each other one time after what something Granny said, we did it two dozen times. Like, what in the fuck is wrong with him? Big Fatty, he's Granny. What more do you need? But, anyway, y'all, I went in a little bit early on Thursday morning and left a little bit and didn't take my lunch on Thursday. And so I came on, left the coal mine about 3:30 or so because I wanted to beat the traffic. Big Fatty. Y'all, I came back here to the villa on the way out of town and changed my clothes into my... Yes, Big Fatty, you put on your driving outfit. It was very, very continental. Put the valise in the Ford Escape, and we escaped. Yes, Big Fatty, and the traffic was a little heavy, but it wasn't too bad. It was moving. And, you know, then Big Fatty likes to take the back roads. Yes, Big Fatty, the sentimental journey. I guess we left the villa right at 4 o'clock. Chris and Brian over there at the Hotel, were, sending the testimoniums. Okay. Oh, what is your ETA? You know, and y'all, as I pulled up, I get this message. Your parking space is the one with the traffic cone blocking it. Big Fatty, you had a reserved parking space. It's true. And, so y'all, those two are just, y'all, they're silly. They're just silly. Anyway, got there and got checked in to my room. What did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know, y'all. And they had gone in and decorated the room up for me and had the air conditioner turned on for me. And my little ice bucket was filled and ready for me. Big Fatty, was there a gentleman caller waiting? No, not yet. But... Okay, we'll get to that. But arrangements. I have a reservation in a sexual appointment specialist. So some appointments were tentative. So just a couple of minutes later, in come Chris and Brian, and we're just sitting there cackling and catching up. Big Fatty with Mike and Joe. No, not that. Oh, okay. Then we decided we were going to, they weren't real hungry, and I wasn't real hungry either. I had just a little snack at the coal mine, just had it there at my desk. And we decided that we would go over to the bar, the Capri Lounge, And y'all, the Capri Lounge is known, going light on the mixers, so as they say. And, y'all, we got in just under the wire, for the happy hour. You know, the happy hour is 4 p.m. in the evening to 7 p.m. in the evening, and it's the 2-for-1. It's a 2-for-1. And, y'all, we got in just under the wire, and, y'all, I'm going to tell you, it was like two doubles for one. By the time Big Fatty had his two doubles, Chris may have even bought me another drink. I don't remember. Or I may have bought another. I don't remember. No, I think I bought another drink after that. Big Freddy, there's no accounting for taste, because I knew by the time I'd finished the 2-for-1, I wasn't driving anywhere. No, Big Freddy. They had some little Cheez-It crackers sitting there on the bar. Big Freddy, were they in a bowl or just sitting on the bar? Oh, no, they were in a bowl. Oh, were those the complimentary crackers that Jimmy Bad did the joke about? Yes, Big Freddy. Jimmy Bear, that's really one of my favorite jokes that you've ever told, was the complimentary snacks. Stumbled back to the room, and I don't think anything was going on that evening. Y'all, I didn't see Snake. Didn't see Snake at all on Thursday. Usually he is partaking during the happy hour, but I didn't see him. So and Brian had told me that he wasn't sure Snake was going to be around. So be it. Y'all got up Friday morning, and y'all had a little cup of coffee or two, and y'all then Brian and I. We went over to the Sunrise Grill. Y'all, it is a horror hotel tradition. And, y'all, you go to the Sunrise Grill. And, y'all, I had the country steak. Big Fatty, is it spelled? No, it was not spelled C-U-N-T. That came with the scrambled eggs. And, then they have the breakfast potatoes, but you can doctor them up for a dollar. And, y'all, you can add whatever you want, and it's only a dollar more. You can add one thing or you can add four things. So I added bacon, and I added cheese, and I added light jalapenos. Now, y'all, I don't know what their definition of light jalapenos is, but this was not light jalapenos. And y'all, this is a very important piece of the puzzle to remember, is that I had the light jalapenos. But we had our brofkas, and then we came back to the hotel, y'all, it was just a relaxing afternoon, and y'all, then I was invited out to supper by the owners of the horror hotel, and y'all, they had some a couple of white trash chicken boys that they were going to take with them also. So there were five of us piled into a car, and y'all, we went out and we had Indian food. Big Fatty, is that a casino or is that call center? It was call center. And y'all, I don't know that I've ever had Indian food. I've probably had some curry dishes before, but I don't know that I've ever been to an Indian restaurant. And y'all, it was good. I always get a little worried when they say, "Now, how spicy do you want it?" And y'all, we got just the medium spicy. But y'all, one of the things, I swear, if that was medium spicy, I hate to think. What full spice would be, y'all, that you'd have to be carried out in an iron lung, y'all. It would just absolutely burn your intestines out. But anyway, but y'all, it was quite tasty, and we came back to the Horror Hotel that evening, and y'all, my stomach started grumbling, and y'all, I wasn't sure if it was the Indian food or if it was the light jalapenos, but regardless, either one of them were burning on the way out. Baby, we don't need to hear about it burning on the way out. But I was like, oh, you know, people say that, but y'all, this truly was burning on the way out, and y'all, it was like, oh, holy moly, Granny. Granny and Durwood arrived by the time we got back, and I had announcing duties this weekend. I was the MC for they call it the inappropriate pool party, and y'all, they bring in the poon stars, and then they come out on Friday night, and they shake the booty at the bar, and y'all, I gotta say, the bar was packed about 10 p.m. in the evening and 11 o'clock, and y'all, they weren't starting to dance until midnight, and y'all, by the time they started dancing, half the crowd was gone. So I'm gonna give them a suggestion that they start that early. Yo, we didn't start till midnight and didn't get done till 1:20 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, this is an important part of all another important part of the story. I was doing my MC duties over there. Yes, Big Fatty, you had on your nasty pig outfit. It's true, I did, and you were quite fetching. Y'all, they did their thing and everything, and y'all, they had a new thing for me to do with the Poon Stars. It was called the hot seat. Big Fatty, you had that from the pepper, from the jalapenos and the Indian food, the hot seat. It's true. But this was a different kind of hot seat. Y'all, each of the dancers were out there one at a time, and I'd say, all right, who wants to get in the hot seat y'all? It was kind of like for a lap dance or whatever, an extended lap dance, and you know, it wasn't anything vulgar or anything like that. And y'all, it was for $5, and a couple of folks got in there, and and it was just fun to watch, and it broke the monotony of each of them coming out there doing the same kind of thing. But you know, everybody was having a good time, even though the crowd had dispersed. The dancers could have made a hell of a lot more in tips if they had started earlier. But had a couple of cocktails over there. Y'all, Durwood was so kind to buy me a cocktail, and he brought it right to the table and dumped it over. So the table enjoyed one of my cocktails. Yes, Big Fatty, one of your cocktails was enjoyed by all. And but y'all, Granny and Durwood, they started drinking the margaritas. And y'all, I'm going to tell you what, these two bitches, they got so drunk. I couldn't believe it. Y'all, by the end of the evening, Granny had pooped out. Big Granny, we don't need to hear about Granny pooping out anything, but we'll get to that too. But y'all, Granny had gone on back to the room. He and Durwood were sharing a room, not me and Granny. But Durwood was still there, and y'all, he decided he wanted to give one of the dancers a $20 tip. And he was in the hot seat, and I said, oh, this is not just the hot seat. This is the Inferno seat. Y'all, I think he got his $20 worth. But, Big Fatty, he's as vulgar as you. And y'all, by the time the last answer came out, Durwood was standing against the wall going, and y'all, and I'm like, oh my God. And so I when it was all over, I said, Durwood, do you need a little assistance in getting back to your room? He goes, no, y'all, it was like Aunt Clara. It was like assisting Aunt Clara back to the room. Durwood, would you like some assistance going back to your room?
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now what was that?
So y'all, I helped him get back to the room. Y'all, we got back to the room, and right outside the door. Now, y'all, Granny was very proud that he was able to make it back to the room all by himself. And y'all got to the door, and y'all, it looked like someone had explosive diarrhea right in front of the Granny's door. And y'all, I'm going, did Granny just not make it? Was it like Dr. Stone coming back from vacation, and you know, the sphincter just can't hold it in any longer? Hey, poor Dr. Stone. But y'all, it was vulgar. Y'all, I got Durwood in the room, and Granny was in the bed, and y'all, they started cackling and everything. Y'all, I left them. I left those drunks. And y'all, then I came back. I was going back to my room, and y'all, who did I run into in the parking lot but Snake?
Mystery Day.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Okay, I know it's been famine. But Snake came by the room, and y'all, it was, y'all, it's like riding a bicycle. We don't need to hear about you and Snake riding a bicycle. Y'all, despite the hot seat, y'all, it was just lovely. And Snake left, and y'all, I'm not gonna have enough time to tell you about the rest of the weekend, so we'll have to do that on tomorrow's little show. Big Fatty, a twofer. We're getting a twofer this week. Yeah, Gussie, well, y'all, I've just let you know that Snake, dear Gussie, y'all, you know how you can, you know, you can be satisfied by eating just a few potato chips, but sometimes eating a few makes you want to just eat the whole bag. Well, y'all, that's kind of how the rest of the evening went, but we'll save that for tomorrow. Yes, Big Betty, something for Hattie M to look forward to. It's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely Monday. Y'all, now, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, maybe some voices you're not familiar with. They're from the Near Away Far Side. Big Fatty, that's not the name of it. It's DJ Star Sage's little show. And DJ Star Sage, what did you think about hearing about Granny sharting in front of his door?
It's a little suggestive.
Oh, no, it wasn't suggestive at all. It was proof positive.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.